are listening to KBOO Portland.
Welcome to An Islamic Point of View, a production of the Muslim Community Center of Portland and this station. On behalf of MCCP, the Office of Imam, Board of Trustees, and Board of Directors, I'd like to welcome in the month of Ramadan. May our beloved community, our families, have a safe, enlightening, blessed and peaceful month. Please stay tuned after today's episode for some special announcements about events taking place at MCCP during this holy month. Today we have a very special episode for you from our dear brother, the late Imam Shaheed. Here is a lecture recorded at the old MCCP building on MLK nearly 8 years ago, titled The Transformation of the Human Being.
It is also reported on another occasion on the authority of Abu Abdullah Jabir that a man asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Do you think that if I perform the obligatory prayers, fast the month of Ramadan, treat as lawful that which is lawful, and treat as forbidden that which is forbidden, and do nothing further, shall I enter paradise?" And our Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said yes. Believers, there is a process that applies to everything in creation. If you want to start a business, it's a process. If you want to build a house, it is a process involved. It is the same with our spirituality as human beings. The Muslim's dream, the Muslim's goal, or highest achievement is to have a house built for him or her in paradise, the Jannah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. The five pillars of Islam is a process that I submit takes an individual to the very door of the paradise. That's our belief. One of the aspects of the pillars, or one of the aspects or pillars of this process that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was referring to is what many of us will be experiencing in a few days. And that is the fast of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, "Ya ayyuhallazina amanu kutiba alaykumusiyamu kama kutiba allazina min qablikum la'alakum tattaqun." Oh, ye who believe, we're talking to the believers now. Fasting is prescribed to you as it was prescribed to those before you, that ye may learn self-restraint. Surah Al-Baqarah, ayat 183. How much does self-restraint help the human being in this day and time? Self-restraint itself can transform the human being in so many ways, for the better in all areas of life. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Patience, sabr, requires self-restraint. When we look at the word taqtaqun, we are reminded that it comes from the root word taqwa, or God consciousness. But the translator here chose to say self-restraint. Why? Because even on a deeper level, the word indicates a discipline that we must have in life. Allah says in the Quran, "Wal asr." إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَصَّلْ بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَصَّلْ بِالصَّبْرِ." By the time, verily man is in a state of loss, except such as have faith, iman, and do righteous deeds, and join together in the mutual enjoining of truth and of patience. Patience and constancy. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Surah Al-Asr, Ayat 1 through 3. According to our belief, this transformation has as its purpose. You see, the human being was created with a purpose. And we know that this world, as Allah says, was not created in sport and play. وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَوَىٰ أَرْضٍ. Not without purpose did we create heaven and earth and all in between. Surah Al-Sad, Ayah 27. So what's the purpose for the human being? What is our purpose as human beings on this earth? Allah says, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. Behold, thy Lord said to the angels, I will create a vicegerent on earth, his representative on earth. Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 30. So part of the human being's destiny is to become God's representative on earth. Part of our destiny is to become a representative of Almighty God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But are we talking about just any human being? I'm speaking in a technical sense now. Just because we're human beings does not necessarily make us khalifa. Just because we say assalamu alaikum does not make us khalifa. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allah says in the Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have only created jinn and men that they may serve me. So part of our purpose is to serve Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Part of our mission here and our destiny on earth is to come to an understanding where we serve and worship Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have only created jinn and men that they may serve me. Surah Zariyat, Ayat or verse 56. Well, to give further evidence, if need be, on Allah's plan for the human being, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that a voluntary transformation must take place within the human being himself. A voluntary transformation. Allah says in the Quran, فَيْسَ وَيْتُ وَنَتَفْتُ فِيهِ مُرُّهِ فَقَالُوا لَهُ سَجْدِينَ. The angels are told, when I have fashioned him and breathed in him of my spirit, what is the spirit of Allah? That is when we achieve that station. When Allah says, when he breathed into us his spirit, مُرُّه. What is the spirit of Allah? One of them is Rahmah. Mercy. Surah Al-Sad, Ayah 72. And that is one of the main objectives of the fast of the month of Ramadan. Keep that in mind, believers. Why? Because we are the best community brought out, evolved for the benefit of humanity. Allah tells us this. This is what Ramadan is about. Being the best human beings that we can be, while yet striving for the Jannah, striving for the paradise. When I have fashioned him and breathed into him of my spirit, my ruh, the spirit of what? The spirit of taqwa. The spirit of tawbah, repentance. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. God consciousness, fall ye down. Fall ye down to who? To that one who is obeying my command. That one who is taking to heart my order to fast and to restrain himself from backbiting, restrain himself from lying, restrain himself from the things that are not conducive in terms of being a representative of Almighty Allah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. In the midst of the heat, in the midst of dress that is inappropriate for a Muslim and for a human being, many very, very, very often. Isn't that what Musa alayhi salam did? Isn't that what Isa bin Maryam, Jesus alayhi salam, did? Isn't that what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam did? They obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and transformed themselves and brought themselves in accordance with what Allah's word said. And we are blessed to have that word today. Not my will be done, your will be done, Almighty Allah. I am just a servant, Almighty Allah. Your will be done. What would you have me do? Allah, Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said in a sermon on the last day of the month of Shaban, a great month, a blessed month, containing a night which is better than 1,000 months, has approached you. Allah has appointed the observance of fasting, doing it as an obligatory duty, and the passing of its night in prayer as a voluntary practice. If someone draws near to Allah doing it with some good act, he will be like one who fulfills an obligatory duty in another month. And he who fulfills a duty in it will be like one who fulfills 70 obligatory duties in another month. I can hardly hold myself. If we have any businessmen in here, how much of a business proposition is that? 70 times blessing for one obligatory duty that you do in the month of Ramadan. It's counted 70. That means any good done to human beings, any good done to animals, oh yes, any good done to trees, creation itself is a reward. Why? Because this is Ummatul Rahman. We are the community of mercy. Animals, trees, the environment. Just look at the life of our beloved Prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When they were prepared to do battle, the battle of Badr, laid down the guidelines for battle for Muslims. I don't care what some wayward Muslims do or what the media say. This is the community of mercy. But to continue, it is the month of endurance, the prophet said, and the reward for endurance is paradise. It is the month of sharing with others, and a month in which the believer's provision is increased. This means your heart, your compassion, your sensitivities are increased, not for food or the material thing, but for the blessings of Almighty God. On my way here today, I had to stop in a grocery store for a moment. And when I came out of the grocery store, there was a man standing there. It looked like he was down on his luck, like life hadn't been good to him. And he had a cup. And he walked up to me and he said, "Could you spare 50 cents? And as he seen me, and as he seen me going in my pocket, he increased it to 75 cents. But that was okay. Because I said, today is Juma. Today is Juma, and I'm going to Juma services. Here's $1. Knowing that Allah will bless me and bless this day, and I'm going with the right spirit. With the right spirit, that evolved spirit, to Salat Juma. And what does Allah say? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every step that we walk, the Juma is a blessing. If someone gives one who is fasting something with which to break his fast, it will provide forgiveness of his sins and save him from hellfire. And he will have a reward equal to his without the reward being diminished in any respect. The companions remark, not all of us have the means to give. To give one who had been fasting something to break his fast. All of us are not in that predicament, dear Holy Apostle. They may be poor. They may be not have the money. We may not have the money to do that. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, Allah gives a reward to him who gives one who has been fasting some milk mixed with water, or a date, or a drink of water with which to break his fast. Anyone who gives a full meal to one who has been fasting will be given a drink from my tank, Allah says. And by Allah, that person will not thirst until he enters paradise. That's hadith. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. It is a month whose beginning is mercy, whose middle is forgiveness, and whose end is freedom from the fires of hell. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Subhanallah. A hadith narrated from Salman al-Farsi radiallahu anhu, transmitted by Timothy. Fasting, believers, is a deeply intimate relationship between the believer and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For unlike the rest of the pillars, no one knows really that you're fasting except you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one knows what you're going through except you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has been reported by way of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported that Allah said in Hadith al-Qudsi, all services of the sons and daughters of Adam are for him except fasting. Fasting is for me. And I will reward, this is Allah talking, I will reward him or her for it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns the human being, do not use obscenities. Do not yell at others. Let this month be a month that we do not engage in backbiting and eating the flesh of our brother. No matter how tempting that may be. If anyone abuses you or tries to draw you out to a fight, say, I am fasting, I am fasting. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, the faster experiences enjoyment twice. He is pleased when he or she breaks her fast, his or her fast. Why? Because he knows he is pleasing to his Lord. He's doing something that his Lord commanded, his Rabbi commanded. And he is pleased when he meets his Rabbi on that day. Islamic tradition states there is a special doorway to paradise in Jannah for the fasting person. Why? Because he or she is now a mu'min, a believer in the truest sense of the word. Why? Because you are incorporating everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks of the human being in the five pillars of Deen al-Islam, the religion of Islam. So the believer is transformed. Even if it's just only 30 days, through this process, through this exercise, this utility, through this institution that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the believers. Something to keep in mind is that this conditional prohibition regarding eating is not all that new. It goes all the way back to our father Adam. Alayhi salam. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O Adam, dwell thy and thy wife in the garden and eat of the beautiful things therein, but approach not this tree or ye will run into harm and transgression. Then did Satan make them slip? So the question remains, are we going to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You don't see other religions fasting today. You don't see them fasting like the Muslim fast for 30 days. They walk up to us and they think that we lost our minds. Isa bin Maryam, Jesus fasted. Many Christians today look at fasting as some sort of medieval punishment, not something that is to be observed and pay homage to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not like them. Just like the eating of swine meat, it's not okay. All year long, Satan creates these false desires in us to make us scared and fearful of not having enough money, enough food, enough things. But what did Isa bin Maryam, Jesus, alayhi salam, peace be upon him, said, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So now who's closer to Jesus today? Allah urges the human being to be aware of the reality of this principle of transformation and that the moral necessity of transformation. Why? Because the human being will not have but what he strives for. Success or ruin, it's up to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about those who wrong their own souls Allah talks of two creations, birth, and what follows in terms of adolescence and so forth. And then he talks about the raising of the dead, another creation, another step in this process. Obviously, this is reference to the resurrection. And as Muslims, we believe in the resurrection. But do we know we can become dead right here on earth? Allah speaks to of those who will neither be living or dead. I work in the prisons. And sometimes when I see the brothers in there, they're listless and so forth, then they're neither living nor dead. If you go down on Burnside, where a lot of people have fallen victim to the ills of drug abuse and so forth, neither living nor dead, just existing. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. This is Surah to Allah. Thumma la yamuta, yamuta, yamutu, pardon me, fiha wala yahya, in which he will then neither die or live. Of course, Allah is talking about the great fire, but understand, believers, everything in the Quran exists in the spiritual realm and of the Quran and is an ayat or a sign, a lesson, pointing at something we can see. There is a physical correlation here on earth. For example, Allah speaks of a garden. We can relate because we see beautiful gardens all the time. Gardens are given to us in spiritual language as a point of reference. We can only imagine. Likewise, when we look around at the world today, we can see those neither living nor dead. Alhamdulillah, homeless, addicted. Believers, when we transform ourselves here on earth, we are rising ourselves out from the dead, or rising ourselves up from the dead. Again, in Surah to Allah, Allah says, "Qad aflaha min tazakka," ayah 14, but he will prosper who purifies himself. He will prosper who purifies himself. Wattaqullaha la'allakum tuflihun. Be conscious of Allah, believers, so that you may prosper, so that you may be successful. Prosper how? Prosper where? Here on earth and in the akhirah, the hereafter, where Allah's word is firm. Ramadan is one of the surest ways to produce taqwa, God consciousness in the human being. Here on earth, this is a mercy. Believers, Allah himself legislated Ramadan. So let's make the best of this window of opportunity. Allah holds out for us an opportunity, and we should be grateful and thankful and seize the opportunity and seize the time. Allah says never will he change the condition of a people until they first change what's in their hearts, meaning their attitudes, our attitude towards one another. Most importantly, and to me this means that we should again stop backbiting, because backbiting kills blessings like water extinguishes fire. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. One of the most gratifying aspects of the fast is our, meaning the Muslims, our togetherness in this period of fasting. We fast worldwide, same time, same spirit. New believer, old believer, makes no difference. And I want to briefly address this in the second half of this khutbah when I return briefly, inshallah. Rahim wa salatu wa salam ala rasulihi kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Believers, the human being's ability to transform ourselves. Brothers and sisters, that's a great gift. It's a great gift from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a tremendous gift of freedom if we understand it, especially when we are transforming in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a very small masjid. Not many people, but after Jummah prayer, every Taraweeh prayer, Shafar and Witr prayer during the month of Ramadan, I look around and see my brothers from Africa, see my brothers from the Middle East, my Caucasian brothers from Europe and here in America, and I feel so blessed. Why? Because this little masjid began by African Americans who were transformed, brought out of darkness, spiritual darkness, brought out of a life very often of drugs and all sorts of things that are not conducive to a healthy community. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And what were they transformed by? Alhamdulillah, transformed by Allah and the messenger of Islam. Transformed by the sunnah and the example of the perfect human being, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I thank Allah from the bottom of my heart for bringing me out of that kind of a situation and helping me transform myself from death to life. Allah says, die so you may live. Die to our wickedness. Die to the things in this society that's not conducive for Islamic community life. And so that we may live in the light of rational thinking and rational behavior. So I pray, Rabbana, I pray that Allah bless us to have an experience of a good Ramadan. I pray that Allah help us transform ourselves to what He requires of us, of the human being. Rabbana, inna amana, faithfulana, zunumana, innaka anta kafirul rahim. Our Lord, verily we have believed, so do forgive us our sins. For verily you are the all-forgiving, the all-merciful. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Rabbana, atini fi dunya hasanatan, fi akhirati hasanatan, wa qina azabannar. Our Lord, give us, grant us good in this life and good in the after, and protect us from the torment of the fire. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
You have been listening to Islamic Point of View here on KBOO Portland 90.7 FM. Today's lecture was from the late Imam Shaheed, and was entitled The Transformation of the Human Being. If you enjoyed today's broadcast, please consider a donation at mccpdx.org and at kboo.fm. Please follow the Muslim Community Center of Portland on Facebook for weekly lectures, videos, and updates. facebook.com/Muslim Community Center of Portland. MCCP is now also on Instagram. You can follow us there at @mccpdx_IslamicPOV. These social media accounts are a wonderful way to keep up to date with events that are going on, especially now during the month of Ramadan. MCCP would like to share that we will be hosting community iftars on the weekends. Please refer to our social media accounts for the exact dates and times, as these have yet to be solidified. We will, however, be having Taraweeh prayers every night following Isha. So please join us at MCCP each day throughout this holy, blessed month of Ramadan. Islamic Point of View is a production of MCCP and KBOO Portland. Pathways is up next. Have a blessed day and Ramadan Mubarak. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
You are listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282 BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220 HR Hood River on 91.9 FM.
Hello and welcome to Pathways, where you are invited to join me for a visit with leaders in personal development and cultural evolution. This is your host, Paul O'Brien. For anyone seeking a greater spiritual dimension to their lives, it can be challenging to find the best teacher or the right path forward. But today's guest suggests that when the student is open and ready to pay attention, teachers appear everywhere as needed. We are going to examine the story of his lifelong quest to learn and evolve physically, psychologically, and spiritually. Our guest today is Dan Millman, author of the new book, a memoir entitled Peaceful Heart, Warrior Spirit.